Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
وعن إمام المتكين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن ولا إلى يوم الدين ومن دعا بدعوته وجعلت الأكيدة الإسلامية وعساسا لفرقته ومكياس الماله السلام عليكم brothers. This is the month of Ramadan. Inshallah, I'm going to start with the reading of the Quran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأزواجها أصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشئا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك أمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة وهو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك قدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار متكبر سبحان الله أما يشركون هو الله خالق البارئ المصور الله الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم
Inshallah, they said my topic today is going to be Iman and action. So I started with the Quran and I read this ayah. In this ayah, Allah is saying subhanahu wa ta'ala, I won't go that long, I'll just to make a slight point. He says, he says, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبال ما رأيت خشيا مستبئا من خشية الله. He says here, Allah, he said, he sent down, if Allah indeed, he sent this Quran, يعني Quran الكريم, if he sends it down on a mountain, indeed, the mountain will humble itself. In fact, it will shatter. Because of how great the Quran is. It will move mountains. This is what the Quran is about. Your action, it will move mountains. It will move you. The Quran itself on a mountain, it will shatter. This is what Allah is saying in the Quran. Talking about us, human beings. When death itself is the definite, you will go. The mountains have been there for many years. They're huge, they're big. But they will shatter when the Quran is Allah indeed. Send down the Quran on a mountain. So, to begin with, we know at the time the Quran itself was revealed, many Sahabas, many people came, they got around Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But at that time, what was happening? The Sahabas started becoming good human beings. They started understanding Islam. They were renewing their actions. They were removing kufur actions. Stop burying your child. Stop burying your son. They were stopping the bleeding. You understand what I'm saying? This is what started happening. when they started crowding around Rasulullah, around the revelation of the Quran, accent started changing. This is what happened to the Sahaba. But one thing also happened. It seemed what happened, the Sahaba now started what? They started fighting with their intellect. No more, I will jab you. You know, the Jamaican boys you have on the street. The rough boys you have on the street. My God, come and see my place. A small thing, I'll give it to you. They were fighting with their intellect. This was well known. They were fighting with their intellect. Not with their hands. And if you remember at that time, although some of them had many, many problems. Somebody had a problem in his house at home. He had fights with his parents. But when he came outside, he encountered a certain kind of friction. What happened? He used his intellect, not his hands. You see the change of what the Quran does. They were patient. Patient. Until the day Allah, He gave them Medina. Now, what happened in Medina? They transformed this knowledge, this iman, this thinking. It came across something called weapons. It came across something called material means. They coupled it together, and what happened today? Bangladeshis are Muslims up to this day. Nigerians are Muslims up to this day. Almost the entire world are Muslims. That's what happened when they combined the iman and the sword. You see, brothers? You see how the combination is? Now, they were successful, really, in combining the iman and action. So much, it's well known by Allah, that sahabas, they learn only 10 ayahs. They never go to the next 10 until they digest completely. They remove every ounce, every inch of action from the first 10. It's well known. I'm not going to go anywhere till I finish this first. Till I get all the action I can remove from this ayah. His understanding is before I go to the next 11th or 12th. It was well known. So much that what did Allah, He says in the Quran, many places, He says, Radiallahu anhu wa radu anhu. They trust in me, Allah, and I trust in them. So much. Allah, He says this in the Quran. Unlike today, where have you have today, iman is what? Iman is only ibadat. It's only salah. But if you watch very well, the Sahabas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, well known at that time, iman itself stood against something called what? Kufr. It stood against something called bling bling. It stood against something called what? Your mobile phone from your phone and your girlfriend. It stood against all this. The iman stood against all this. I'm not going to dial her now. It stood against it. They put a barrier. The iman put a barrier. No way! This girl, no chance, is gone, it's over. There's something stopping me here. It became a barrier. The Sahaba, it became a barrier like that. You get what I'm saying? It became a barrier. No! A concrete barrier. Iron steel. Unshakable. Cannot be broken. No girlfriend. No matey. It's over. I'm not going to do it. I have a barrier. The iman stood completely strong against all this. Kufr ideas. It's too firm. It's what the iman did. So much that the Sahaba decided noticing anywhere Allah in the Quran He mentions in there, He must mention action. Many of you know most of the ayahs. Like in Qaf, He said, Wa aminu aminu salihad. Action. Iman, action. Like you know, Surah Al-Asr, Wal Asr, Inna alladhina aminu aminu salihad. Wal Asr, most of you know Wal Asr, the smallest ayah you can know. Inna alladhina aminu wa aminu salihad. Iman, and then action. Everybody knew this. Sahaba, they knew this. Anywhere Allah, He mentions iman, He goes into action. And they knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always calling them always to do certain actions. Subhanahu wa ta'ala is always calling them because they knew that one thing, that Allah will see them in the action. They knew Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will observe, will see them also in action. They also knew that the Mu'minin, the Ummah, the Muslim, will see their action. Outside there, will see your action. Sometimes you come and find, maybe when you were far, maybe smaller than this, your father's friend will come and report you. I saw him doing that, 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 that. Yeah. I saw him doing that, that. Yo, that day is going to be a wicked king for you. My God, that day is going to be really king. Really, that day is going to be heavy for you. I saw him doing it. He's not talking about the iman. He saw you in certain action. Then he reported it to your mom. My God, this boy is really moving. Really, he's going to go astray. Please, you should do something. I saw him talking to that girl. That English girl, you know that one in the corner, Jane or someone's her name down there. You know, I saw him, really. He's going to report you. He saw you. So you see. But it was also known that you find out Sayyidina Umar was well known for this. He goes into the mosque. Those who are sitting idle and sleeping. You see that men who are sitting, sleeping, you know what we call, you know, just hang around. I just chill. You know, I got nowhere to go. Come on, let me just chill. They chill in the mosque, man. They just relax. They just around. They just sleep, man. Forget the world out there. Forget the action out there, man. Chill. See, now what is to say? You say, well, don't spoil our religion. Don't spoil Islam, yeah. Don't spoil what you're misunderstanding. Do not spoil Islam. He beats them up. Umar is known for beating them up. If Umar was here today, he would beat men in the mosque. Umar, he doesn't give a damn. He would beat men in the mosque. I show you this. And believe in me, I wish I'll be there so that I'll be one of his beaters. Men, I'll get a heavy king. Heavy. I saw Umar, you got orders. And I dish it out. It's part of the action. You know what I mean? So you see? Now, let's now classify now. Let's now put action. Let's try to classify action a bit. Let's try to classify it. The ulamas, they say the highest action, which is the top de la creme, the highest epitome. That is the end all be all. The highest action is to do an action fi sabilillah. Fi sabilillah. I saw a tone, or I saw an iron picking out on the street. It's going to hurt children. I pick it up and I put it in the bin. Fi sabilillah. He didn't know. No one knew. Only me. Only Allah. Another one. My father's not seen his brothers or his sister for a long time. He was discussing about it. Suddenly, he had me, Abdul Wahab, his son. I've already gone there. I've done Surah Al-Rahim. I've gone there to say hello, how are they, and how. And they come to me, oh, Abdullah's come already on behalf of my father. Fi sabilillah, he's done it. Oh, Dad, it's too late. I've done it. Before them, he heard, before even being told. I went to say hello to my auntie. To see even they have a slight problem. Maybe my cousin has a problem. I can talk to my cousin. Or maybe my friend. Just go and say hello to him. He said, the step I take, Allah gives me the reward for it. Especially now in Ramadan, it is tenfold, brothers. It is tenfold. Tenfold. So then, the second type of action, which the ulamas, they say, the second type of action again, is called like nahda, is for you to elevate the Muslim. What do I mean by this? It's one who is engaged in warning the Muslims and at the same time protecting the Muslims from the kuffar. That is another type of action. Yani, see what's happening. They're bringing in new laws. These laws are going to affect us, you, everyone. Forest Gate, see what happened. They do huge lies in Forest Gate, not far away. See what's happening. Action engaged in warning the Muslims in Dawah. in warning the Muslims. Then they said, that's the second followed. The ulama say, now if you want to be the best out of the best, then you combine it to become feasible. You've been only for the sake of Allah. So much is well known. So much is well known by Allah. Some say Iman. Some say classified into three, or people understand in the three ways. The first one is someone who is afraid, to add more to this. For example, he's afraid of being punished. You know, your dad is going to punish you today. My God. Holy mackerel. You will do whatever it takes not to get that beaten that day. You will. You know, you guys, you're lucky. You know, like, you know me, I, you know, in Africa where we grew up. You know, my Arabic teacher. My God. My God, the way he caned us. Ask him. He wasn't there. He was also living in Nigeria, in Canada. They will cane. You miss any ayah, you miss coming late. My God, late is not even, it's out of the question. That's in another world, not in this world we live in. They will cane you. The Quran enters with cane alongside. With really, with heavy cane. Yeah, it doesn't even happen. So you see, you're afraid. He's afraid of Jahannam. He's afraid of hellfire. So he obeys Allah. Another one again, it's on the other extreme. He goes to the extreme. He loves to enter the Jannah. He loves murk. My God, I want to buy murk. I love, oh my God, I got to chill. I got to enjoy myself. My God, I buy murk. You get what I mean? My mobile phone, the latest. You get what I'm saying? 8800, man. I think there's a new one now. My God, 8800. Not your grandfather. Not your grandfather mobile phone. But my God, we're going with the latest. We go with the Vogue, man. You get what I mean? I like to enjoy, man. Oh, my gadget. It's all my dreams. Oh, my gadgetry. So that people see me for what I am. Claire, my customized car. My God, my latest. My God, that one came out last year. Oh, my, you're too late. You're too late. That bygone is gone. So you see, they want to enter. So they obey Allah. They want to enter. But then the highest, he only obeys. He only worships Allah. Just for the only one mere fact that Allah only created him. He said Allah deserves to be worshipped just because he created him. Nothing else. I give no reason. Forget the Jannah. Forget the enjoyment. Forget the punishment. Just because. He created me. Ulama, some say it is the highest. And then now, let's go now. Another understanding, that's like somehow understanding Iman towards action, maybe understanding Iman. For example, we have, you see, a type of thinking. This is what we really have now in this world. This is what we have today. This is what we find out today. We really have. This is one of our major problems. We suspend, it's well known. We suspend our action from thinking. I'll give you an example. Just like now, you're very ill and they're going to give you an operation. You're going to go into the theater. The anesthetist, he comes in, he gives you anesthesia. You're gone. You're almost like dead. They do whatever they want to do on you. Whether it comes out right or wrong, whatever they do on you, you come out, you wake up, it's too late. Whether it's wrong, they left one, the doctor left his watch in there, or he left something in there. Who knows? Only God knows. Oh my God, how it goes, you don't know. Because you were not there. Just like how we live today, you know, people try to forget the crimes, to forget these hopeless poor feelings, to forget. What do? They just chill, man. They just drink. They drink a lot of cocaine. They take a lot of drugs. You know, in my place, you know what they say? You know what young boys say in my place? Young boys of 16, when they take drugs, they say, my God, what's happening? What's going on? They say, wow, I switched off the light, man. I switched off the light. Man, I mean, I just switched off the light, man. That's it. That means he's gone, man. He's taking something. You just switched off completely. He's not here, he's not with you. You see, these are the kind of young youths that the kuffar, they love. That the outside world there, the society, they love this kind of who switch themselves off completely from reality. They switch and they suspend thinking completely. friend said, you just do it. We're going with the flow, man. Let's go with the flow. Let's roll, man. Let's roll. Yeah, I mean, this is how it is. Then, another one again, you find out, another simple, slightly misunderstanding again. You find out they engage themselves. Another extreme, they engage themselves in money, in work, in business. They engage themselves in another extreme. This itself, you know why? Like the first one, they stay in the masajid. The first one, they said, look, if I do any action, it's going to harm me. So, man, I'm just going to be chilling. This one, they engage themselves in the action. They said, well, if I do this work, or I do this, but it's enough for me. I'm working is enough. What am I going to do da'a for? What am I going to be for? I'm taking care of my parents. I'm taking care of my family. So what am I going to do all this for? It's too much for me. I'll just do the work. And I'll give you one in my job, in my workplace. I have a lot of young boys. They come to work. Because I work in Sainsbury's on the shop floor. You know, the students, they come in at 16. They work sometimes to get the money. I should get a lot. So when we come, I'll see them. Check this out. Someone that they like to dust around. But immediately see the manager. Whoa! My God, it becomes like a machine. Oh, stacking things on the shelf. Oh my God, you seem like a machine. Quickly, he changes. Stacking things on the shelf. I see this switch. From dusting around, my God, to mechanics. I get confused a bit. Then I started asking myself, why this switch in behaviors like this? In this kind of, why this switch in action? Then I found out that most of them, they were afraid of the manager. It's fear not to look. And you know why? That fear is what they get, £400 or £500 a month. It's linked to their salary. It's linked to that money. If they dismiss you, the money stops. So if I see the manager, I do, because there's some, and he comes early in the morning. His mom is waking before. Just go down the road to get us something. No, but now work. That money, I want to buy a mobile phone. It's 800, man. I must be there. He's sleeping. Oh, he wakes up. Oh, I'm late. Oh my God. It's 800. I must get it. I have to be there, man. I just have to be there. He comes early. Quick, man. He's there. Quick time. He's there. No mistakes. Somebody rubbed me up. Oh my God, I was almost late. That money, that 8800, we must get it. That jeans there, that device, my God, that new one, that cut from here to here, my God, we must get that one. That one, I must get it. £50 next month coming. No mistakes. He wakes up in the morning, he's there. No mistakes. I see this fear of the manager linked to what? To the money. Then I see one thing else. How about salah? No salah. Then I asked some of them, I said, you see this fear? If you can just take this fear of the manager, remove it from the fear of the manager to the fear of Allah, it's enough for you. It is the same fear you're exhibiting, but you need to remove it from the manager to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to do that. We Muslims, we are afraid of Allah, not a manager. Rizq, this money, mean Allah. It is from Allah itself. Today, something can happen to you, you lose the money. So, this is how, this is another extreme. So, both two extremes, those who dust around, those who do action only, they're all wrong. So, we must, as Muslims, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believe in the books. That's iman. Believe in the angels, qada wa qadar. You must believe in all this to have article of it. And at the same time, you must do the action. You must combine the iman and the action. I will, because my I prepared just for a few minutes. I'm about rounding up. But my conclusion, I'll give advice here. You must, this is Ramadan, you must read wide the Quran, the history about the Muslims. You must read the historical things about Islam. Read different kind of books to complicate you, to complement you more, to be stronger in your iman, and also to sharpen your action. You know why? Apart from peace, sabilillah, apart from doing for Allah's sake, we, the Muslim Ummah, we need you. We do. We cannot lose our youth like that. We can't. We cannot lose our youth. You guys here, we can't lose you guys. We can't. To the kuffar, we cannot. We need you. Whether I'll tell you this, you like it or not, we need you. We have problems. We have problems. Listen carefully. We have problems, compounding problems. The kuffar today, they're attacking us, they're killing us. We have huge, huge problems. We need you. End of story. Whether you like it or not, we will not allow you to fall in the hands of kuffar. Come with us. Help us. Do your study as far as you can. Make sure the aim is to help the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do your Ramadan as best as you can. Avoid the pit holes. Do your actions. Couple it. Link it with the iman as much as you can. Read our history. Read the Quran, the Hadith. Understand the Sahabas. Umar, Abu Bakr, many for you to take. The kuffar onslaught now is too much. It's too much. Iraq, Afghanistan, Chechnya, where? It's too much. We need our youths. We do need them. And we need them to be firm, strong, understand Islam, and carry Islam in the right way. Conduct yourself in the best manner you can. Be the ambassadors of Islam in this society, in this country, and indeed in the entire world. This is what we want our youth to be. One day, I might not be here. I'm far older than most of you. But I might wake up, you there. He's something, helping Islam. I know, yes, he understood. Yes, this is a man who understood Allah, who understood the message, who understood the da'wah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very vital. It is most fundamental, vital. It's a matter of death, life and death. We don't want to lose you at all, never. But one must understand Islam and carry it in the right way. And Islam, the more you read, the more you exploit Islam, the more it shapes your action. This is Ramadan. Do as much as you can. And I'll tell you one advice. Finally, I'll tell you one advice. If you do a good action in this Ramadan, maintain it throughout your life if you can. Allah loves the small action, but the constant action is small, but it's constant. Allah loves that very much. This is well-known Sahaba. They say many a times. Aisha, I think she said it many a times. The smallest, but you do it all the time. أقول قول هذا واسف الله إن شاء الله في ثانية question
any question
I have a question. Now you're talking about three levels of iman and how people are motivated in terms of the action that they perform. So you're talking about how because of fear of Allah, fear of Jahannam, that's one. And then the other side, which is the love of Jannah, the second. And then the third, the probably the highest, is for the love of Allah. Now, I mean, myself, for instance, is probably a mixture of all three. For some, it could be just one. I mean, is this something which is okay, or is it that we should try and attain?
Exactly.
And the action that we perform is just purely for sake of Allah.
That's a good question. Jazakallah khair, wallah. That's a good question. In Islam, it's just like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in many hadiths where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to remove a munkar, to remove a wrongdoing, or to remove kaba'ith, he says first, you know, if you can not do it your physically, he said do it with your mouth, and then do it with your, you do it in your heart. If you cannot do it with your hand, your mouth, and then in your heart. Now, most ulama, they say, it's not enough to do it all in your heart. You must aspire. It's wrong for you to say that. You must aspire to try to come to do with your mouth. And you must also aspire from there to come and do with your hand. You're not allowed to stay on the first level. You're not allowed. Islam does not allow you. Just like that, to attain the understanding. Yes, there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not that Allah will not give you Jannah. But it's just a classification slightly of how some of the imams, they put it. And it's true, because the reality, it is actually the reality of today's world, or of human beings. Some, they're afraid of punishment. It's well known. Some, they want enjoyment to the extreme. They'll do whatever to go for enjoyment. But you see, the one who combines his destiny just for the pleasure of Allah is the highest. It's good to attain that. But also, it's not that you remove, you now negate that you'll not be punished. Or you now say, no, you're not going to go to Jannah. No. No, it's not like that. You keep on aspiring to do things fi sabilillah. Do it for the sake of Allah. And if I may understand this, I think in the Quran, like in my language now, if somebody gives me a gift, or if somebody does me a favor, favor is usually said, if you do a favor, you say, do it for me fi sabilillah. Right now, favor is known as the word replaced fi sabilillah. But this fi sabilillah itself, is, I think, is one of the only words Allah used it in jihad, in the Quran. Jihad fi sabilillah. It's only there they use it in jihad. Fi sabilillah. It's linked to jihad. Fi sabilillah. Do it for the sake of Allah. It's going to take your ruh. It's going to take you. You're going to die. You're going to suffer. You're going to be hurt. But he said fi sabilillah. That was the only place he used fi sabilillah. Or one of the only places. So you have to aspire. Definitely. You have to, you know, wait there. But, you know, alhamdulillah, if you know, you're not wrong. You're not going to be wrong if you, you're afraid of Jahannam, or, you know, because I know there are many people I've seen, my father's friends sometimes, because they're afraid of death. I see some of my father's friends, some of them go around, not only with the Quran, but you know the white cloth for burial. I still know my father's, he's my friend, in fact, we did secondary school, his father is to go about it in the doof case. He prepares for death anytime. He goes down anywhere. If you open his doof case, the first thing you see will be the white cloth. He's prepared anytime. And I remember one pilot, he used to be a jet Air Force pilot. He used to play with his wife. He said, how do I look like? He puts the white clothes over him and say, how do I look like? He used to joke with her. And indeed, Allah, he took him, he died. And indeed, they buried him in the white clothes. So the thing is that this brings you closer to Allah. Anything that brings you closer to Allah, this fear. But you see what I'm saying is, like, you know, I see where I work, people are afraid of manager instead of Allah. This is wrong understanding. This is complete wrong understanding. It's wrong for you to have, it's Ali of the Kufar. You get what I'm saying? Or you do a thing, when they say fi sabilillah, not for show off. You get what I'm saying? Not for show off. The other extreme, you do it because you want to show off to your friend. If you want to show off, compete in the deen. If you really want to show off, really, if you want to brag, if you really want to brag, you want to do that, yes. Become Hafiz Quran. Cram 100,000 hadith. Be the best in the mosque. Be there first. Never you disobey your dad or your mom. Never. Be the best. Try to always help them. Your sisters, your brothers, your friends. Do da'wah. Fi sabilillah. If you want to be. If you want to compete, it's there. Competition is there in Islam. Compete. Alhamdulillah.
I was just wondering, you know, you said
you should do the certain action, but what if you're not capable of doing the action, what position would you be in then? Just having iman, if that's sufficient.
Alhamdulillah, that's a good question. Like I said, the Sahabas are well known to do 10 ayahs until they digest them 10 ayahs, understand it fully, connected or linked to an action completely before they move to the next 10. Alhamdulillah, I'll tell you this, Alhamdulillah. Under Islam is a rahmah for all mankind. I almost find it impossible that Allah has given us a task to do, and a human being is almost saying it's impossible to do. I find that very hard. Because the reason why I find it very hard is this. At the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let's take it like this, he was the first Muslim, if we may say. Everyone was a kafir. His society, they were very poor, they were backwards, they had no mobile phone, they had no TV, they had nothing. No communication, all this. You get what I'm saying? And even at that time, you know, like today, you get what I'm saying? If you fall into a trap, you don't have money, you go to the dole office, you sign up and they give you some coins. There wasn't all that. That was a safety net. There wasn't all that. So their difficulty was far, far greater and more than ours. And still, they did the work. And still, they managed to be successful. They obeyed Allah to their best of ability. Allah in the Quran is a rahmah from Allah. He does not give you things that he knows that, oh my God, you cannot do it. No. All under Islam, under this Quran. So much Aisha was once asked, what is the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? She said, it's the Quran. The Quran is indeed the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this, I don't see that you have iman. The only thing people sometimes they have a certain misunderstanding. Well, iman has to be coupled with action. They have some certain myths and they need to be clarified. Some of them, like Sayyidina Umar's time, he found that at his own time, people just dust around in the mosque. They chill out. He used to beat them up. This was well known. Umar used to beat people up. Tell them, look, do not come and spoil our religion with your misunderstanding. Do not spoil Islam. Never, no task. I've never seen any task in the Quran or with the Sahabas couldn't carry out, which Allah has given them, they couldn't do. None. It's far easier today. It's far, far easier. Far easier. Far easier. People today, they do die by many means. They write letters so you can write. Not like before. Today you have the internet. You can. Today you have your text phone, your mobile phone, your house phone. You can do a lot. You can do a lot. But people travel. You see people they travel all over the world to do that. All over the world. On their foot, their legs. They travel. All this travel you're seeing. So much you have some imams like Shafi or some imams, they had 100,000 teachers from city to city, from place to place. You know what I'm saying? So much is described. If iman was in the highest heaven, the Muslim would be able to plot it down, be able to reach there and plot it down. If you were the highest heaven, and we will reach there, you will plot it down. So I don't see that. It's just misunderstanding and maybe a couple of laziness. You know what I'm saying? That's it. But when you really understand Islam, it becomes easier for you. It's far easier. Far, far easier. It becomes your second nature. It becomes you, part and parcel. For example, like now you start doing Salah. Constantly do Salah. I remember when I used to be, because my secondary school was a military school. I went to military school. I went to real military training. I was 11 then. The weapons were heavy, things were heavy. Wallahi, we used to go for camping, 3 months of camping. It was really hectic. And I remembered once, I used to do Salah a lot. Then that day I remembered, I'll never forget this. I was heavily tired. We've done some major exercises. I was very young, 11, 12. I was sleeping and I couldn't sleep. Wallahi, I couldn't sleep. I don't know why. I just stood up and I did my Isha prayer. I missed Isha. I did Isha prayer. Wallahi, after that, I closed my eyes. There, I was there like that. When I woke up, it was morning. And I slept. Because second nature, I was worried. I was worried. Why? There's something missing here. There's something wrong. Like that. So you still do it. It's very easy. Very. It becomes second nature. You think about it always. Not about the girls, not about the mobile phones. No. About Allah, about Islam. It should occupy your thinking. About how to save the Muslim world. What's happening today? Look at what's really happening today. See, you see the problems we're having. That should be the thinking. It's so easy.
Sorry. What you said about the fear you have of the boss, your boss, and you should apply that fear to Allah. How do you get that fear of Allah? Is there a certain action you can do to get that?
See, naturally, to understand, naturally, every human being has a fear. But it's how you channel this fear. Who do you fear and what do you fear? That's what matters. That's what counts. I'm not afraid of my friends. I'm not afraid of my teacher. I'm not afraid of you. I'm afraid of Allah. It's how you channel this fear. The fear you're afraid because of the risk, that money, as I told you, because I found out me there is connected to that money. And that money was connected to buying a certain mobile phone called 8800. This was a problem. I don't want to lose that. And is that connected to show my friends? But that fear, if you remove that fear, is the same. What I'm trying to say here is that the fear is the same type of fear. It's the same. There's no difference. But the problem is that you're channeling in the wrong place, the wrong time, to the wrong person. Almost, you're being almost haram. You're supposed to channel that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like, for example, some people know, you can ask people, what is haram? Everybody says, oh, yeah, understand haram. But do you understand the implication behind haram? I give an example. The implication is this. If you come late and they dismiss you, you lose the money, you lose the mobile phone, and you lose the show for your friends. That's the implication. You lose all that. It's too much for you to lose. That's why you come in the morning. At 6, he's there. Take it from me. I've seen it all. But if he's telling you that his mom sent him down the road, no. 6 is there. He doesn't want that mobile phone. I'm gonna get it. He loses that mobile phone, he loses the money, he loses the show to his friends, he loses all that. That is the implication for not coming. Implication for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Jahannam. So he's afraid of the manager because of that, rather than being afraid of Allah, the ultimate creator. Because he'll put you in Jahannam. It's real. Why, brothers? Death is a reality. You will die. Many of us know this. So fear is part of the human, part and parcel of the human being, of the human makeup. You cannot remove it. Allah put this natural in us. But it's how you channel it and how you understand it. That's what matters. It's just like me now. You get what I'm saying? But I know in America now, you get what I'm saying? People like Michael Jackson, they've gone far, they've gone beyond. I'm black and I could change my skin, but I heard them move like Michael Jackson, they're changing the colors like chameleons, from white to black, black to white, or something like that. You get what I'm saying? I'm talking about natural things. Like, these are what Allah is doing. You can't change it. My eyes is black, your eyes is blue, you cannot change it. It's by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can't change it. But it's what you do with it that matters. A simple example that most people take, you know, again, saying, you have a gun, it's what will you do with the gun, not the gun itself. You shoot someone, the implication you'll be is that you go to prison in some countries, they kill you back. You'll be executed for killing a human being. That's the implication for using the gun, not the fault of the gun. It's how you use it. You use it, fisabilillah, that was the jihad. Okay, yes. Yeah. Fisabilillah, you use it, maybe you're hunting an animal, halal animal in the, you know, bush somewhere. Yes. Is how you use it. This fear is how you channel the fear. The fear is how you understand it and how you channel that matter. That's why you find out in the Bangladeshi community or in like Eshali in Pakistan. My Pakistani brothers know this very well.
There's something called jinn. Everybody's afraid of a jinn. That's why you go to many peers. You go to many peers. They, you know, you just, they invoke these. They pray. They're afraid of the jinn. They're afraid of that. You know what I'm saying? They're afraid of somebody has done a charm there. Someone has thrown some evil there. You know what I'm saying? Wrong understanding. So you see, they channel their fear towards that. And they spend all their life on that. They're afraid of that. Rather than be afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You look for protection from Allah, not from that. On the day of Qiyamah, this manager, what is he going to do to you? What help is he going to give you? Tell me what help is he going to give you? My God, now you're facing the real thing. The real, you're now in front of Allah, you're now facing the real music. As we say in the Nigerian language, you know, you're facing the music. Man, you got to dance to the tune. You got to dance to the tune. So what's happening? Where's the manager? Oh my God, I don't know him. I don't know who is he? I don't even know him. You don't say, no. You're going to chill out somewhere. This is it. So yeah, that's the thing. It's just like today, for example, you find yourself today. If you commit an offense or you commit a crime, if you go to the judge and you tell him it was Moinu, my friend, who told me to do it, the judge will say, thank you very much, put him in. I've heard. Chuck him in. 10 years. I've heard. He doesn't want to know who Moinu is. He doesn't care. It's you. You see, that's how it is. It's how you channel it. It's there. It's innate in human beings. You cannot remove it. Like you eat. You eat food. You go to the toilet. These are innate. You cannot do without it. You can't. Fear is like that. But it's how you channel it. It's like you have food. What you eat, you're not allowed to eat pork. You're not allowed to drink alcohol. Like that. But the kuffar, they do. Like that. It's what you do. It is there, but it's how you channel it. How you use it. With the right understanding of Islam. That's why the Sahabas, that's why you see the Sahabas so much. The Sahabas, they have flowery words. You hear in Arabic, they have flowery words. We will send you words without messages. My God, what does that mean? Like Talib bin Walid, many, the way your kuffar there, you love life, is the way we love death. They're not afraid of anything, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam channeled all that in the fear of Allah. All the fear is only for Allah. That's how it is.
Any more questions?
Okay.
There's no one else with any more questions or comments.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment, and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about IslamPodcast.com.